Spring is a wonderful time of year to get things done. The weather is getting warmer and the days are getting longer. And then you remember, I have to do my taxes. What a drag. If you dread this tax season time of year, we have some coping strategies to get you through. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. Benjamin Franklin adequately said, "In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes." You know, tax season comes around every year, but if you're anything like me, you dread it, even when you get a refund. So why the drudgery? I mean, I can understand if someone has to pay in money. You want to put that off as long as you can. For me, I think it comes down to the unknown outcome. Will I get a refund or do I have to pay? And then of course, and then there's the amount of time yet that you have to put in. Part of the unknown are the new tax laws and codes and how that impacts me and my family personally. Then there is the effort of gathering all the paperwork, making time to actually go through all the paperwork, organize it, and then of course, I have to boot up my laptop. This year, I timed my tax preparation and spent all of 2 hours from start to finish on preparing my tax return. Honestly, it couldn't have been any easier. The tax preparation software recognized me from last year. I entered my employer IDs for our W-2s, and it auto-filled the employer data, earnings, and withholdings. The only hiccup this year was my husband's employer sent us 3 W-2s. So what was a super easy process is now a rejected tax filing, and so it begins. I'll share my outcome after I share these super simple strategies to get through this time of year. Number one, make sure you have all the paperwork you need. There's nothing more frustrating than getting started only to discover that you're missing a W-2. If you're missing information, reach out to your employer via email so you have a paper trail and set up a reminder to yourself to follow up if you don't get a response within 3 to 5 business days. Number two, set a goal date or weekend to complete your tax return. If you can't allocate a few hours, a day, or a weekend, then you can always start and save your return during the process, which is a great option with the self-preparation packages. Number three, find a safe space. Oops, I meant a quiet space to set up shop. I reserve a space in my house and tell my family I'm doing taxes, so please do not disturb me until I come out. If you really want to step up your game, grab your favorite non-alcoholic beverage because you shouldn't be drinking while you're doing taxes, and get comfortable in your space. It will soothe your mind while you're in the thick of it. Number four, start early. Honestly, I don't do this, but I should. My sister-in-law had her taxes filed February 1st this year. That's crazy, but certainly doable. As soon as you have all the information collected, set a date 2 weeks out and claim it as tax day. Starting early will reduce your dread and allow you to focus on the nice things about spring, like yard work. And if you have any problems, you'll have plenty of time to correct your return, which means less stress. Number five, once your taxes are done, reward yourself with something special, even if you have to pay in. Look, surviving tax time is a big deal. I like to reward myself without having to make dinner, so I make a plan for my reward as soon as I hit that send or submit button. Now that you know tips for a successful tax season, let me tell you how I corrected the 3W2 issue. Initially, I filed our tax return electronically. A message came back within 24 hours stating our return was rejected due to duplicate W-2s. I called the tax software company and they offered a solution and suggested I refile electronically. But I was concerned only because I wanted the Department of Treasury to actually see that there were multiple W-2s. I printed my return, attached the W-2s, and mailed it out the old-fashioned way. Fingers crossed and prayers for a positive outcome. And seriously, sometimes it just comes down to that. One thing is for certain, taxes come around every year. If you didn't feel prepared this year, take the time and set your course of action to get yourself ready for next year. Do you have any additional tips or advice that will help our listeners with this topic or other financial matters? Email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org or look for Triangle on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to listen to our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Have a great day, everyone.